Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick's first show since March is next weekend, right?
Yeah, a week from tomorrow at the Farmhouse Lounge just outside of Weeping Water.
And if you don't like Nick,
we'll be outside.
Richard Reese and Austin Anderson will be there too.
John Tom.
I don't know John. Have I met John?
I don't think so.
I don't think I met John.
I love John Tom.
All right, so all four of you
go for Richard.
go
to see Richard.
Stay for the food.
In Austin, I don't know if Austin's been on stage anywhere. It'll definitely be a release. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's next
Saturday.
We'll
be outside, spread out.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, maybe you'll meet the guy who's got the girlfriend who has the sugar uncle.
Yeah.
Hope so.
He's don't say my name.
Top five drugs not to do, we should say, as opposed to what we've done. I think we're glorifying this list too much, and we shouldn't do that.
We're not even in the top five.
Drugs are bad. Hell, six was cocaine. That'd be higher.
Well, okay. Well, it is on your list.
And mine too, for that matter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can make up your own list, but I don't know who the source of this list was, but it's the top 25.
I have always said why they found out weed was okay for you. Why couldn't that have been blow?
Right.
I'm serious.
Well, they thought it was for a while.
Well, yeah, but not when I was doing it.
It was before that.
That was early 70s when people didn't think it was. Because I remember I was watching that Laurel Canyon documentary, and they show all this Crosby and all those guys in the early 70s sitting around doing blow. And, you know, they all did it because people told them it wasn't addictive and it wasn't harmful.
Yeah.
But
they
flash forward some years later, we knew it was bad for you, but.
So we jumped right into it.
It was a great buzz, man.
And these are the top 25 drugs that are used currently.
I haven't touched it.
Currently
years,
being used by years, people recreationally.
Yeah. Most commonly used recreational drugs in America. And we will revisit the top 10. LSD at 10. Ecstasy or Molly at 9. Xanax at 8. Oxy at 7. Cocaine at 6. At number 5, it is Adderall.
Well, that's the kids still do that to study in college, right?
A stimulant, yes.
Yeah,
they love that.
Yeah. That got my dad.
Oh, you're right. Your dad was an Adderall guy, right?
That's right. Very addictive.
At number 4, it's Vicodin, hydrocodone.
Vicodin is the Favre drug, right?
Yep.
Apparently it has long-lasting effects. You end up golfing with the Trump. Idiots. By the way, I'm a big Rogers fan after that.
Yeah, that ends the debate.
Totally. Totally.
Barbara Rogers. Yeah.
In fact, I tweeted out. That was week we were on vacation.
It does. Debate is neither.
Okay. I'll give you that. I'd rather say neither, but if somebody asks me, it's Favre is off my list.
Yeah, he's dead to me.
Yeah.
Golfing with a dictator. Give me a break.
I never liked the hydrocodone, too. I was prescribed that for pain, but I just go with the edibles and the Aleve.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I took one after my vasectomy, and I wasn't like, where's more of that?
Yeah. What was that again you're talking about? Oh, hydrocodone? Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
What kind of buzz did your dad get off Adderall that he became so addicted to it?
A gay buzz.
Well, it's speed, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, big gay buzz.
It turned him gay.
Yeah.
A big gay buzz.
So he likes jacked up.
Yeah.
Oh,
he likes
that.
Jack. Yeah.
Well, then, and he was. Yeah.
You said, who said up?
You said, who among us does?
You said up, right? Oh, we all do.
We all like Jacked.
Yeah.
Well, he was prescribed it too, but then he would just be running out of the prescription way
yeah,
before.
He told us, sure. Yeah. We had an alcohol problem too. He said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he just replaced it with pills for a while. Right. And I think he's off of that.
Yeah. Good for him.
And number three on the list of the most commonly used recreational drugs in America, the marijuana.
That's only three.
That's oh, I thought that would be two.
Yeah. Well, because you might be forgetting.
I am forgetting some drugs here. You know?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. At number three.
We already did meth. We already did heroin. We also did cocaine. So I don't want to forget.
I bet these other two are prescription.
Obviously.
No.
No.
No?
No.
I'm pretty sure
alcohol. Yeah.
Is number one.
Okay. Okay. Oh, what's two? Something we also do?
No. Well, some.
Yeah, we do it before.
Some have.
Go back to the marijuana.
Some
what's
of us
the,
have.
What's the number on
oh,
marijuana?
Hash.
The population.
Hash.
What percentage of the population is using marijuana?
Well, as of a couple of years ago, it was 18%.
Okay. That might have gone up.
It's gotta.
If mushroom, is it mushrooms? Mushrooms haven't been on the list.
Oh, good one. Apparently not. Or is it?
No.
Man, we're gonna go.
We should be able to guess this, shouldn't we?
Yeah, you are being misled a little bit.
Well, we don't consider this a problem or a drug, right?
Well, you would when you say tobacco.
Oh,
you'll go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure. I guess that is a drug.
That's sure. Funny. I've never
the
done,
nicotine.
I've never done that, which is probably. I swear. Well, I'm not a religious guy, but I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. I just never did.
Me neither.
But I've done seven of those. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just the guy that said I wish cocaine was good for you.
Yeah.
Have you smoked a blunt?
Yes.
Well,
No. I haven't. Oh no.
With the Whalers?
We smoked a big old joint with a Whaler years ago at the Anchor Inn.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if there was any tobacco in that.
I didn't smell like it, and I would be able to tell.
Yeah. I think I would have noticed, too.
I think that was just all weed.
Yeah, you assume if a Whaler passes, it's probably pure weed.
Right. I just never liked cigarettes. My parents smoked, and buddies of mine, when we were little kids, they all smoked around the place, the park we hung out at, but I just never liked cigarettes.
Well, and unlike some of those other things on the list, cigarettes are dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so tobacco at two and alcohol at one.
Right.
They say that just over 60% of us will use the alcohol.
Yeah, sounds about
right.
Right.
Nebraska Brewing Company dropped off some alcohol. I'll use it here in 6 hours.
Because it's beer's birthday.
What's that make there?
I thought you were going to say 45 minutes.
That makes it 3:30, right? 6 hours makes it 3:30?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's about right. Maybe 4:30.
Get your workout in and then crack open a beer.
Well, I'm nap in first.
Well, yeah.
Want to go swimming?
With bow-legged women? Sure.
We got shut out yesterday. Weather.
Oh, okay. I thought the women, they closed their knees.
Is that the new want to go
That's
camping?
That's the shut out.
Yeah.
Want to go swimming? He doesn't want to go swimming.
It's
going
to be hot today. You should swim today.
Well, there ain't much longer to swim.
No.
They're going to close the pool down in a couple of weeks.
And the legs.
Labor Day. Labor Day, they shut it down. You know the last thing they do? I was looking on the board.
Dogs.
The last thing they do.
Dogs,
yeah, they
right?
bring in the dogs from 6 to 7 p.m.
You swim between their legs?
On Labor Day.
All right.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Bow-legged dogs.
Are you going to take your dogs?
Oh, we probably will.
Yeah.
Will they go off the diving board?
Yeah.
Three of the five dogs don't really like water, and they're all retrievers. Two of them dig it, though.
Yeah. Just throw them in. They'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
They'll learn to.
Yeah.
They'll learn. So, at Business Insider, they just gave 10 people. A test to see which of the what they consider cheap beers that these people prefer.
International Beer Day, right?
Yeah, today is International Beer Day. And I imagine some people are going to say it's going to be International Beer Night as well. And so of the five that they looked at, it was, and in this order, Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller High Life, Pabst Blue Ribbon, and Natural Light.
All the usual suspects there, yeah?
Yeah. To see which one they preferred of those. And
I'll drink three or four of those. whatever's available. I'm not. I don't turn
yeah,
it down.
Yeah, you'll drink five of them.
I don't turn it. I'm like, oh, you're right. Right. That's all you got. I'm drinking. Right. Yeah, yeah. I'll drink all of those. Yeah.
But I have a clear winner.
What is your clear winner?
PBR.
No.
Is it?
Yeah. For me.
For me. Okay.
Out of those, I'd do
the Coors Light or Bud Light. I can drink those probably easier than the rest
Nick?
Of them.
I'd go PBR to that too. My wife drinks exclusively like Bud Light, so I'm like tapped out on Bud Light.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Yeah.
Puss, you got a preference on those five? I know that you don't like either one of them.
No, I don't mind them if they're around. Probably, you know, Bud Light, Miller Light. I mean, takes me back to high school.
There's no Miller Light. It's Miller High Life.
Oh, I like the occasional High Life.
Oh, that ain't bad.
The lead is not bad, right?
I'm still doing PBR.
The champagne beers.
Well, they figured that.
I got Corona Light around the house, so when it's hot.
Well, the favorite, it turned out, you know, when they crunched all the numbers of these few people. Their favorite was Miller High Life.
Well, that's the only non-light beer there.
Well, Pabst Blue Ribbon isn't light.
Oh, PBR, yeah, but PBR sucks.
Well, sucks. Yeah, but those others are very popular. Like the most popular, Bud Light. Yeah. Coors Light's pretty popular as well.
Yeah,
Miller High Life got consistently high marks from all the taste testers, and
leaded beer tastes better.
It was their favorite of the cheap beer.
No, leaded beer tastes better than
that. See, none of them.
Right.
That would be a total retro thing for me because Miller High Life was the high school beer.
Okay.
I don't mind a Miller High Life. That's still good.
Yeah. And then we'd always buy a six pack of the
Stroh's in high school.
The ponies. They were 8 ounces.
Yeah.
For the ladies. Just in case the ladies wanted a Miller High Life.
You little lady, you get a little pony there.
I just happen to have a pony for you.
See, we were
a horse for you.
Milwaukee's best, or if we had some extra money, then we'd get the straight up Miller Lite.
All right, yeah. I've drank
Milwaukee's best was terrible.
Man. It's horrible.
When we wanted to
treat ourselves, we'd get Michelob.
Ultra.
Yeah. Just the straight up Michelob.
That's right.
I drank Löwenbräu back in those days too.
Absolutely.
To treat myself.
Yep.
I don't recall ever having bottle beer money.
Oh yeah.
it was always cans,
strictly cans.
So no one liked Natural Light.
Natty Light?
Yeah, of the testers that they had.
Once again, if there's a barrel full of it and everybody's got a cans in there and I'm at a party, I'll drink a Natty Light.
Yeah, if it's the last thing.
I'm not a beer snob.
The testers who said that PBR was their least favorite, those people also liked Coors Light or Bud Light. And they just found that Miller High Life was, you know, just more interesting than the others.
Make me want to have a beer, Craig.
I've never liked Coors Light. I think that Coors Light knows
it's water.
That it sucks because they're always, they never say anything about the beer in the advertisement.
It's always
you can drink it faster. The can's different. It's cold.
You get a buzz.
What about the actual beer?
You get a buzz and you just drink a bunch of it.
Yeah, in this particular study, they said that Coors hardly tasted like anything at all.
No.
Bud Light, they said, well, it's chuggable and inoffensive.
Yeah, Bud Light has more of a flavor than Coors Light, but I can drink them both.
Right. Well, yeah.
I suicide them, put them both in there.
At one time.
Why not?
Mix them up.
Coors' TV campaign was Pete Coors telling the kids, we'll wait for
it. I love that commercial. I love that commercial.
Don't drink yet, but we'll make some.
We'll wait for you.
I'll stash some for you. Yeah. I'll see you on your 21st
Show
birthday.
Show me your ID, honey. That was a weird commercial.
It was.
We'll wait for you.
I like the Coors Banquet.
Yeah, the old school, yeah.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah,
the Eastbound and Down.
There you go.
Smuggling, smoking the Bandit Coors.
Stubby bottles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good booze and drugs today on a Friday. Good job, Craig.
It's International Beer Day.
I know.
What are we supposed to do?
We mixed in the drugs, too.
Yeah. Well, I can blame Todd for that.
The drugs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he sent that in yesterday.
Yeah,
that was submitted yesterday.
Stumbled upon
that. We didn't do it yesterday.
Well, yeah, he stumbled upon it after the show.
Right. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
According to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, from February to June, meat and poultry prices rose nearly 11%, beef and veal prices spiking 20%, pork's retail price increased about 8.5%, eggs up 10%.
This is our egg report.
Yep. Well, it's our living day-to-day report. Some people care.
U.S.
what
job recovery takes a massive hit
at the grocery
store.
Groceries
got a lot more expensive.
Some people notice the prices.
I thought you were going to talk
about job news today, too, by the way. He's kicking ass at Trump.
Pork bellies and hog futures.
No, this is just going to the store. This is hogs now.
Okay.
Not futures. Hogs now at the store costing more.
Sometimes when I leave the studio here, I can get the
Which
hog report.
Was that?
I think it was mine.
I thought it sounded like
I didn't even really. I heard it, but I didn't even feel it. What the hell?
I thought it was mine.
No, you were talking. Could have been yours.
Strange.
I can gurgle and talk at the same time.
Yeah, I know you can. I think it was Nick's.
Yeah, I was expecting there is no Dana, only Zool to come after that. Jesus.
You lost track of what you were saying, right?
Yeah, I did. In mid-gurgle. What was I saying?
It was Nick's gurgle.
It was odd.
Yeah.
Pork belly futures.
Oh, yeah.
Don't remind him. If that's what he's talking about, don't remind him.
No, there's a radio station where if we get out of the studio quickly enough, I can get the pork belly future report.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I always wait for the orange.
You're sprinting out of here.
I always wait for the orange juice futures.
Oh, where do you get those?
That's Trading Places.
That is Trading Places, right?
We are familiar with Helen Mirren. We appreciate Helen Mirren.
There's a movie called The Good Liar that's out there. It's really good. Check it out.
She naked in that one?
No, it's brand new. It came out last year. My wife and I saw it in the theater. No, she's been naked in 5 decades, but I don't think she's not whipping out those old bears anymore.
Are you sure?
Not in this movie, she didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got 5 decades. She might as well make it 6.
Mr. Skin accolades.
Yeah. Give me a minute. I can tell you her most recent nudity.
Is she the only 5-decade...
naked chick?
Nudity?
Gotta be.
There can't be a lot of them.
Gotta be.
There's either one or two. Helen Mirren now lives at Lake Tahoe.
Oh, she does?
And she recently had a close encounter with a brown bear. She and her husband moved out there in Sierra, apparently, just before the coronavirus outbreak. She had put out some food for the birds in her garden when she came face to face with what she considered to be an apparently hungry bear. She was scared. She said she immediately started yelling, "Bad bear, naughty bear."
Oh, I like when you call me that, Craig.
"Very naughty bear."
Oh, I like it even better.
Slow down.
And apparently that was good enough to send the bear running.
Probably not.
According to Helen Mirren.
She lucked out.
Yeah, her most recent nude.
No.
Yelling bad bear to a bear?
They would just as soon not deal with you.
I realize that.
Yeah, the bear didn't know what the words meant.
Right.
Didn't make him consider what he'd done. It's like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Maybe the bear was embarrassed because it was Helen Mirren. That's Helen Mirren, man. I could get out of here.
Love your work. Sorry.
Well, the place I stayed in Colorado, they said a bear would come on the property on a regular basis, but once somebody even moved, the bear would just scatter.
Yeah, that bear, maybe. Yeah,
yeah.
How old is she now, Bush?
She's 75.
When's the last time she was naked in a movie?
Her most recent nude scene was 2010, so at the age of 65, she had a love scene in a movie called Love Ranch, and you can see her.
Oh, yeah, that was a movie about, it was Danny DeVito played a pimp, right?
Sure.
It was kind of based on a brothel owner. That was it.
Yeah, you see her left breast in a love scene. Right. Oh. The love scene maybe with Joe Pesci.
That's what it was. Joe Pesci, not Danny DeVito.
That's not. No, I didn't need the wider shot.
Pesci's ass.
Oh, you got all of Pesci then, did you?
There's some flabby Pesci in this shot.
The full Pesci.
Gave her the full Pesci.
Gave her the flabby Pesci.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Oh, that's terrible.
Did you see the bench coach for the Oakland Athletics?
What's the story?
I tell you what,
this is tough. Their bench coach, Ryan Christensen, had to give an apology because many people thought that he gave what looked like a Nazi salute on the field. He was seen on video holding his arm up at a 45-degree angle as players left the field Thursday after a win over the Rangers. After the game, he said he was not intentionally making a Nazi gesture, but trying to do some sort of socially distanced version of a traditional post-win elbow bump.
So like a virtual high five, his hand was in the air?
Kind of. I've seen the video,
that looks like it.
Get it.
Here do I, because I can see you waiting for somebody to high-five you from far away, and your hand's like, I'm doing the Hitler salute right now.
But that's not what he was doing.
Okay.
He was right in the thick of things and moving around and whatnot.
Is he a known Nazi?
No.
Okay.
And it doesn't look like, it barely looks like one either. I'm struggling with this, but the guy had to come out and apologize because any number of people thought that he was mocking or something, the Nazi salute.
I apologize to the Jews.
Well, they need to go back to that. It was the Oakland A's. The Bash Brothers did the smash into the forearms.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the team
said, the elbow
said,
thing is just stupid.
The team actually came out and said it's incredibly offensive and that they were deeply sorry.
Okay.
And I looked at the video.
Does the guy have a history of being a white supremacist?
No, I'm not aware of
like
that.
Like Aubrey Huff.
And I looked at the video, and I had to have missed something because I just didn't get it. I saw a brief. I saw his arm briefly in that, you know, in that position, but I had to have been missing something.
Yeah, if you're waiting for like guys to walk towards you and your hands in that air, it does look like Heil Hitler.
It can.
I guess
he's got to put your palm up.
Yeah. So other guys then said, "No, man, don't do that. You know, and you do it more like this." And he's like, "You mean like this?" And it just didn't work out for him at all.
Yeah, his arm was in that position for about a second and a half.
Yeah, it just did not work out for him at all.
Moral of the story is don't raise your arm.
I guess
it may be misinterpreted.
I guess. And 66 NFL players skipping the season. The Patriots had the most players opt out.
Any big names?
I don't know. I don't have them here in front of me. I don't specifically
recall. Patriots one is weird because do you think it's – obviously people are doing it for safety of them and their families, so they just might have had more guys with younger kids. But I also think it's like, you know what, we're not going to be that good. Brady's not here this year. We're still trying to work this thing out.
I think
it's a good year not to be here.
A couple of those guys were defensive starters for the Patriots.
Yes, they were.
You know?
Yes, they were.
And didn't one of your the guy from the Chiefs who's the doctor?
Yeah,
he's a starting lineman, isn't he?
There's two. Yeah, he started.
And they did
too.
That Damian Williams, the running back, who's killed it in the Super Bowl. Yeah. He's out. And they had a rookie too. I thought the rookie was interesting. Right. He's like, hey, I finally made it to the NFL, and I'm not showing up. Well,
the Packers had one guy opt out, and he had just signed this offseason for a 1-year contract. So he basically just opted out of the whole thing.
There are some guys with asthma. There are also guys with little kids at home. I don't blame these people. I really don't. Yeah.
Damian Williams' mom has stage 4 cancer. So he's like.
That why?
Yeah. All
right. And then there's the guy out of England. He wanted to ask his girlfriend to marry him. And so he lit up. He wanted to make it, you know, just the perfect situation. So in his home, he lit up the tea candles, those very small ones. He lit up over 100 of those, put them around the house, lit them up, and then went to go pick up his girlfriend.
And what happened?
He was going to ask her to marry him as they got back, you know, in the beautiful, very sensual situation. But it turned out that when they got back, there was fire crews there, and he had really set his home on fire.
I bet you a curtain must have went and waved right in front
of it. Had to have. So he stupidly went through with it, and she stupidly said yes.
She said no because you don't have a house anymore.
That should have been an omen right there. Not just an omen, the omen.
He stupidly went for that.
And so did she.
We would have said that without the fire.
Yeah.
TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. Also, you can download the podcast. Now available on Spotify. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. Wear a mask, you selfish bastards.
Social media. You can follow us on Twitter. It's at TNT Radio Empire. The official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire on Facebook. We can always use the likes there. And we answer the email all weekend long. TNT@TNTRadioEmpire.com. Put a diaper on your face.
Hey, we're live Monday. We're back Monday. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.